More Democrats reject Pelosi's partisan investigation to overturn Iowa House race. By Jacob Bliss on March 23, 2021. More Democrats are pushing away from Representative Nancy Pelosi's DCA partisan investigation into overturning Iowa's 2nd congressional district. Last week, Breitbart News reported the House Administration Committee, chaired by Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, pushed to overturn the election in Iowa's 2nd congressional district. Democrat Rita Hart, who lost the election to now-sitting Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks, Arya, claims there were still 22 legal ballots to be counted after the election was certified. "The American people deserve to know who actually won this election," Lofgren said. New Hampshire Democrat Representative Chris Pappas joined the growing list of members who have cast doubts on using partisan politics to overturn Iowa's 2nd congressional district. This election result was certified by the state of Iowa, and Rep. Miller-Meeks was sworn in nearly 3 months ago. "It's time to move on," Pappas said on Monday. Swing District Representative Susan Wild, DPA, recently spoke up on a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee call. "As I have said before, in connection with the 2020 presidential election, legislators should be heeding state certifications of their elections." The Pennsylvania Democrat continued, "Unless there is rampant error and substantial evidence thereof, I do not believe it is the role of House members to dictate the outcome of elections." Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, who is the co-chair of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, said in a statement to Politico, "I have deep reservations," when referring to the election. On Monday, Breitbart News reported Democrat Reps. Dean Phillips, NM, Lucoria, CA, Dan Kildee, me, and David Price, NC, have all made similar statements regarding overturning an election that was certified months ago with the members sworn in. According to Politico, some of the more vulnerable Democrats plan to conduct an informal whip count among their Democrat colleagues this week to understand better how many of them are interested in opposing the unseating of Miller-Meeks if the issue does come to the floor. The top Republican on the House Administration Committee, Representative Rodney Davis, EEL, recently said, "You cannot complain about anyone questioning the election certificates again if you're willing to do the same to a duly elected member. Especially since Rita Hart did not finish the court process in Iowa. She came straight to the politics." Last week, Mike Berg, the Deputy Communications Director for the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, stated, "We look forward to seeing every vulnerable Democrat go on the record defending this insane effort to overturn a certified election." The NRCC has not wasted any time going after vulnerable House Democrats who in the past have said they want to uphold election laws. One of the members the NRCC targeted this week was Representative Colin Allred, DTX. Last month he tweeted, "Torun Sinclair from the NRCC raised the question, do Iowans' voting rights not matter to Allred? Or do voting rights only matter to Allred when it benefits Democrats?" Other Democrat representatives criticized by the NRCC include Sharice Davids, KS, Lizzie Fletcher, TX, Tom Malinowski, NJ, Carolyn Bordeaux, VA, Matt Cartwright, PA, Connor Lamb, PA, Elaine Luria, VA, and Abigail Spanberger, VA.